Don't worry about it.
Can we address the elephant in the room?
What's the elephant in the room? I did it
Thy
for you.
Thy complexion?
What is it? They're little glitter freckles.
I've seen this, not as concentrated as that.
I'm toying with doing it at the bar mitzvah, but then, I mean, because I don't think these young kids are, obviously the boys, but the girls aren't going to be wearing makeup, so I kind of feel like they might be into it.
The girls are going to be wearing makeup.
Oh, they are?
They're 13.
12 or 13, maybe.
I started wearing makeup.
Well, I just put these on over my makeup.
Oh, yeah, obviously.
What? Do I but look do makeup?
They, do they come in different... Thank you. That's what I wanted.
It's phase called... Faze-it? I was calling it Faze-it, but it is Faze-it, obviously.
Oh, I was saying Faze-it. Faze-it.
Faze-it.
Oh, gold freckles.
A Faze-it. Okay, so they do okay. This in they do this in silver and gold and on colors. They do orange, blue...
You only got two. Oh,
purple. This is my second round trying.
Jesus.
But I think I did it upside down.
I think you did it too close to your eyes.
No. Look at the picture of her.
Well, first of all, this isn't really on her.
Okay, so I think I did it facing down where it goes like this. Where
it goes like this.
And I had it the other way. Yeah.
It goes like that.
Can we do it to you?
Yeah.
So wait, you know the elephant in the room?
Is what?
Is the room.
Oh, yeah, the room. I don't know if I'm doing this right.
We're finally in our new space.
Is this even?
It's still being tweaked.
Is it even? Oh, man, this is messy.
Just wonder.
Oh, no.
Move your hand.
Oh, my God, Samantha. Messy. Samantha.
It's just ice water.
It's freezing.
I know. We're filled. You got to press is the key. It's not just like.
I gathered that.
I'm very excited to see these on you. I feel like you're a great candidate.
Yeah, because I've got strawberry shortcake cheeks. So they're going to pop. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Do you see my chest? I have body makeup on, so if this
why
is...
Why do you have body makeup on?
Because I always do body makeup.
You do?
Yeah. It's no longer just
squeeze,
for weddings.
Squeeze, 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 squeeze. Let's see.
No. Don't you have to let it sit?
Well... We got some.
Wait, what do you mean we got some? What are you doing?
Because some of them are like... Because
smeared?
Of all your makeup. No, it's good.
Because of all your makeup?
This side's better.
Great. The side that isn't...
Hold on.
Wait a minute. I told you it was... These things you put on for like a minute.
Yeah, I think you're right. Oh, there we go.
Oh, you know what we should... You know what? I know how to apply these now.
What?
You cut them.
And three parts?
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the move.
Thank we should have thought about it.
No, you look great.
Thank you.
You really
do. Do you have any dry tissue now?
Oh,
I think you're fine. You're fine. I love it. I think it's fun.
It's fun.
Toying with it. I'm also toying with a few other tats. So I got the finger tats.
The finger tats I love.
I got the Luca tats.
Oh. I don't know if it looks intentional on me.
It's an accident. Okay, so my thing is, I'm super into it here on me. And, you know, because I do glitter here sometimes too, like above the eye. But the nose is like an interesting...
I think the nose is
It's like freckle, needed. Glitter freckles is what they're calling it.
Yeah.
Yeah. The nose I could take or leave.
Okay, so a bride did this for her wedding, for the reception.
Okay.
Sparkle, tat. And wait, let's find it.
Recently? Where was it?
It was bride.
Glitter freckles on a bride?
Freckles. Yeah, and hers were adorable. Oh my God. Tag a bride who would love this. Yeah, the first video.
Oh, look how good that one looks.
So she did it. Look how cute hers are. Oh, yeah. Oh, it's...
You're welcome.
Why do hers look so cute? I look like I walked into a pinata.
Wait.
Hers look different, don't they?
Her after party look, and they're doing it over makeup. You're not like that. Yours look good. I would just maybe put your nose ones up higher.
Freckle temporary tattoos?
Yeah, I did it. TikTok shop got me Faze It. Silver freckle makeup patches. Oh, there's a bunch. Comes with six.
Yeah, my problem is I don't want freckles, glitter all day.
You know what else? I wonder if it would look cute if you were to do
I like yours upside down.
What if
down?
You were to do it like this? Like around your eyes? The
top? I think that weird? Would look cuter.
Do you?
Yeah. Like a superhero? I think, here's what I think.
Yeah, like a crown. Those look cute. It's the nose that's weird. But I don't know, then it unifies it. Because if you didn't have the nose, I don't know.
It reminds me of Rainbow Bright.
I love it. I'm into glitter.
Oh, it's festival makeup.
Oh, God.
Do you know they offer festival makeup for kids' parties now?
Where? Who?
Isn't it amazing?
Who?
This company. This bomb-ass company.
I'm
going to
put these here. Is it like Burning Man makeup?
Assault has me so thirsty.
I don't understand.
I don't know. I've never done it. But I'm intrigued by it.
So how are you doing after your whirlwind birthday party?
My God, my birthday party.
Ted's birthday party.
Lola's.
Same.
She pulled some attitude with you, man.
She's the new Ted. Lola's the new Ted.
I love that my kids feel so comfortable with you. She's like totally pushed back.
I'm like not even allowed to say her name.
No.
I'm like, hi. She's like, no. Teddy. I'm like, my God, what did I do to you other than buy you cute clothes?
That dress is amazing. Ugh. Samantha bought the cutest dress for Lola. Oh my God.
I'm the queen of gift giving.
You really are. And you nailed Ted's too.
I told you what Duran said. He was like, oh, did you like that?
Yeah.
Duran's like, you are the best gift giver and the hardest person to buy a gift for. But it sort of makes sense, right? Because
it does.
Because I'm so specific.
Oh, no, you have something on your face. Oh. Huh.
Lash?
That's odd.
Lash?
No, never mind. It looks like bruises right here, the glitter.
I did just have Botox like 2 hours ago.
Oh, you did? And you put this shit on top?
3 hours ago. Well, I didn't have Botox in my cheeks.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but it tracks that I am probably one of the hardest people to buy a gift for.
For sure you are.
Yeah.
For sure.
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to do this for your birthday lunch tomorrow, your glitter?
No.
No?
Really? Why? Should I?
Yeah.
Really?
It's very festive.
Festival, you said. I don't know. Like, festive, yes. Festival, no.
Yeah, it's festive, though. The puppy. I'm on week one of having a new puppy.
It's like a newborn child.
Yeah, so much easier though.
Is it?
Hell yeah.
Are the kids loving him?
At first they were like all over him. They still are, yeah. But the surprise
really?
And intrigue is gone.
Okay.
I'm like, now I have a puppy.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I wonder, yeah. You should just be able to rent a puppy.
I think you can, but it's frowned upon.
Oh.
It's like PETA and shit. They don't like that.
Rent a pup.
Rent a pup.
Just keep the pups coming.
He's so cute.
So my rodent problem is continuing.
Oh my God, what were you doing? So I called Samantha this morning to consult on paint colors, and she's crawling under a pantry.
Mm-hmm. I was bricking it up. I was bricking it out.
Oh my God.
He's ridiculous.
He's stupid.
How is that real? His hair looks like drawn.
He's just fucking perfect. Oh my God.
Triple whammy.
Boom, bada boom, boom.
So now they're like chewing on doors and chewing on, I mean, like it's next level.
Do you know what kind of rodent it is? Is it a rat?
They're saying rat. So the guy set a bunch of traps last week, came this week, didn't have anything to show. I'm like, what'd you catch? He's like, nothing. I'll be back next week. I'm like,
bitch, that's your job to catch rodents.
How are they chewing on
a
door?
What did he do?
Set, like, check the trap, set more. And then said that he suggests poison, like the poison trap. Which,
you can't do that.
Which basically, I guess it's some sort of poison base, they call it. So they go in and they either, sometimes they die in there or sometimes they cruise out and die somewhere else. But I'm like, well, then what if a coyote eats the poisoned rat? Like, no. I'm going to feel terrible.
I wouldn't feel terrible about a coyote dying. Would you?
Where does it end?
I'd feel terrible if that little
who's gonna eat the dead coyote
ran off to eat your dog food or something else or someone else's dog food and then their dog died.
That wouldn't happen.
Yeah, it does.
No.
Yeah, 100%. It happened to my uncle.
A poisoned rat spreads the poison?
Yeah. Eats poison, got into the dog food in their garage.
Yeah.
Nibbled on the dog food, and then like 3-4 weeks later... Like, it's part of the kibble that the rat had touched.
Oh.
Went into the dog bowl, and the dog was paralyzed from, like, the chest down from eating rat poison.
What year was this?
A few years ago.
1976?
Yeah. Few years ago.
I think it's gotten a little bit safer than that, but I still said no for now, unless I have to go crazy. It's really weird. I've seen them eat food. I've never seen them eat like doors and cabinets and plastic.
It's like a horror film.
Yeah.
Why'd you get such aggressive rodents?
I don't know.
What are you still going to keep your food outside?
Not for now, no.
Where are you keeping it?
I'm just not buying food anymore.
Oh, good for you. Just Postmates it.
I'm just starving everyone out, including the rats.
Do you know what I'm really into Postmates-wise lately?
What?
Sharkies.
What? I thought Sharkies was closed.
No. I did too for a while. Didn't it like close for a reason?
Maybe they just closed a bunch of locations. Sharkies Mexican.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They have such healthy food options.
They always did. They did before.
Really? I had no idea.
Oh my God. Don't you remember going? There was the one in Beverly Hills that we would go to.
I remember that.
When we worked at Paradigm.
Yeah.
And it was super healthy, like to the point where I was like, ugh, I don't want to eat it because it was like way advanced. Yeah, it was like, way ahead of its time with the health.
It really was.
But now I'd be into it. I just haven't tried it in so long.
They have power plates where it's like just like.
And the tortillas are like clean.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember when we used to go to Il Tremezzino or whatever?
Il Tremezzino, yeah. There's one.
When we were trying to eat healthy and we'd be like, Caesar salad and panini, please.
Grilled panini, please, with extra sauce. You know, it's not that good. I used to think it was so good.
You and I were like, this is the best restaurant.
Because I love a crisp. Bread, like I love like anything like that's just like grilled and crisp.
We ate out every day.
Yeah,
Johnny Rockets.
But anyway, but have you had that recently? Il Trem.
It's not good.
Mm-mm. I know. Johnny Rockets. I think Johnny Rockets is closed.
I do too.
Yeah.
Sadly.
Yeah. No, Sharkies. Okay. All right.
I'm totally in Sharkies.
All right.
It's my second day
in a row
eating it.
Bring it back.
So I've decided for October, because everyone does sober October.
Yeah. Is your brother?
I just bit my tongue. Yeah. I do not.
Today, day one?
It might start tomorrow, but yeah.
I think it might start tomorrow for me.
Oh, you're doing sober October?
Well.
Why are you starting tomorrow?
Okay, well, finish your thought.
I want to know your thought first.
Okay. Well, I have a few thoughts. My first thought, there's a few thoughts. I'm having my annual blood work and everything done in November. I want to see how like low I can get my cholesterol if I don't drink.
Do alcohol flux affects your cholesterol?
You know this.
Your triglycerides, but not your cholesterol. No,
you know this. When I didn't drink for that month last year, mm-hmm. my total cholesterol went down like 77 points or something.
Shut the fuck up.
I swear, we've had this conversation.
I know we had, but that makes no sense.
It's real. It's completely real.
Halston, why does it affect your cholesterol?
I can tell you a little bit.
I feel like we're dealing with artificial intelligence.
Because your liver is what processes fat, right? If your liver is processing alcohol and instead of fat, then that can lead to a higher elevated cholesterol in your bloodstream.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah. Anyways. Okay.
That's an artery. It's broken down and rebuilt into triglycerides. Drinking alcohol raises the triglycerides and cholesterol in your blood. If your triglyceride levels become too high, they can build up in the liver.
But the bottom line is, if your liver is not processing, alcohol, which, turns into some other, chemical in your body, that's what it's doing. That's its priority. It's like, let's get rid of the alcohol. And so it's like, screw the fat. We'll leave that in your blood.
I wonder if you only drink if your cholesterol is low.
Interesting. You should try that. Okay, so anyway, I'm getting my blood work done, regardless of the cholesterol, like everything. I don't know. I haven't had anything. This year's been a strange year of like, I feel like hormonal shifts and I don't know, just like good and for better or for worse, like good and bad things. Mm-hmm. Like I feel like my body's like changing. I hope it's all positive, but I don't know. Age, whatever. I just want to have a good blood work. Okay. So there's that. Also, I have the bar mitzvah at the end of October. So I want to look and feel my best. Like I want to look snatched AF. Are you looking at my one little naked foot? Naked foot.
Naked foot.
I want my skin to look good. I want to feel good. I don't feel that rested right now, but I think it's just, I'm stressed and I know that stressing isn't helping me at all. But then I'm like, is it cosmic or is it all within me? I talked to someone else today that was like, I feel so like amped right now. So I wonder if it's just like in the
universe. I felt
like
that last month.
So overall, I think I'll be in better shape mentally and physically. My goal was to do 21 days.
Fair.
I was going to do...
A month is too long.
So obviously I'm going to drink at Luca's bar mitzvah. I mean, I'm going to have
you
the best...
Be sober.
Okay, only if you are. Only if you not you are, and we can do like a synchronized dance. No, of course. I'm planning this crazy party, and I like, you know, the cocktails are going to be amazing, and I just want like I want to eat everything, I want to drink everything. But leading up to it, I don't want to feel just like I got thrown out of a window, like you say sometimes, you know.
Okay, that's fair.
So that's my goal. So really, I was going to start today, maybe tomorrow, but. It's so 21 days.
Do
I have
it
a little
your
bit
blood
of
blood work.
I have
it's
a little
like
window.
Cheating the system.
You think?
Yeah. You want to know what you're at in real life. When you don't drink for a month, it's like you're cheating. You're cheating. You're.
Well, no. Can I tell you? Last time, I had my blood work done 2 months or so before I did the month off, and then I asked a redraw just because I wanted to see. So I knew both.
Yeah, I want to know baseline, like what... I'm talking to my doctor at 4 o'clock today.
Damn. Which one?
To go through all my blood
work. Goglia?
No.
A real doctor? Not an ex-bodybuilder?
No.
Okay. Well, did you just have blood... Oh, you just went.
The blood work and the cancer test.
Oh, yeah.
Everything.
Are you freaked out?
Not really. I mean...
I wouldn't be.
I'm not freaked out, but I am... I'm very... anxious, not anxious in a bad way, but like I really want to know.
I think anytime you're waiting to talk to a doctor, whether it's you like almost know it's positive.
I called yesterday to see if he could talk to me yesterday. I'm like, I know he has the results.
Do you get what I started getting the last few times I've had blood work because they do it through Quest Lab or like LabCorp? If you're signed up with them,
you get it just directly sent to you.
Yeah,
no, not me.
Oh.
I want everything.
Do you like that though? I like that.
Oh yeah, I love it.
I like that, and I don't like that because you don't always know what you're looking at.
You Google it. You go one by one, and when you see the red dot next to it, you Google it. I'm like, elevated red blood cells. What does that mean?
Well, I told you I had a mammogram. I mean, I have one every year, and I had one a month ago or so, 6 weeks ago, and my doctor actually freakily has breast cancer right now. So she's taking a year off. She should hopefully be fine. It sounds like she plans to come back, whatever, right? So in the meantime, I'm sort of doctorless. She has referred me to this other person who I'll see in November. So I did the mammogram, and they sent it to her because they don't know what's going on with her. And I didn't like be like, oh, send it to some random I've never met.
Yeah.
And they send you a letter in the mail. Anyway, so I kept waiting for this letter, And it took longer than normal. And so you can log into the portal from the imaging place, like as a patient, just to see, right? And so it's like, it was like extensive details of like incidental finding of duct astatia or something. But, you know, recommended another mammogram in a year. And also what this has actually been being talked about a lot right now online is that you shouldn't, when you're over 40, you should always... Most women should have an ultrasound and a mammogram. Because what I've read, do you have dense breast tissue? Mm-hmm. So what I've read in the past is that usually the younger you are, the more dense your breast tissue is. But for me, I would say it's almost getting more dense, mm-hmm. which isn't a bad thing. But so the denser your breast tissue is, the harder it is for the mammogram to see anything. Because any kind of lump or anything would be dense also, right? Yeah. And that mixing with dense breast tissue, it's hard for them to see. Anyway, so I do both now. And it was like, you know, just like notes from a radiologist and from the ultrasound girl or whatever. And I was like, Dr. Stacia, you know, and it's basically.
Did you Google it?
Yeah. Like, it's like, it was weird. It was like, there's nothing to do about it. Basically, it's like as you age, sometimes the duct can widen. And sometimes can become infected, but like it's not really anything. Sometimes it goes away. Sometimes that's just like what happens when you're old.
You're very close on the spelling.
Astatia.
Not a duck. A duct.
Duct. He's got it.
Oh, duct.
Yeah, there. Is that it?
Astatia.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Duct astatia, also known as mammary duct astatia, is a benign, non-cancerous breast condition that occurs when a milk duct in the breast widens and its walls thicken. This can cause the duct to become blocked and lead to fluid buildup. But there was no fluid, like, whatever, right?
Did you breastfeed Dom?
Yeah, a little bit. I was like a half-ass breastfeeder, I would say. I like didn't
like
totally.
6 weeks.
I didn't totally put my back into it. I was like, all right, if this isn't. He was the easiest of all three, but I still like they're like husky men. They need like way more fluids than I can provide. Point is, circle back. I'm freaking out. A day or two later, I get the letter from the imaging place, and they're like, Samantha Silverman, they're like, your mammogram was completely normal. See you next year. And I'm like, well, I didn't need all those notes. So, like, those notes would have gone to my doctor, and then she would have called me and been like, it's normal.
It's normal.
Hey. But it's like, that's what I mean with the labs. When you get the labs, you're like, it's too much information.
I want to see the raw verdict.
You just don't know what you're looking at. So my point is, when I see ductostatium, like incidental finding of ductostatium, like, what is that? You know, does that mean I'm more prone to, I don't know. I mean.
You need to do like findings for dummies though.
And then I contemplated calling my dad and I'm like, oh my God, this is so messed up. I can't put all this on him.
Your dad would be like, it's totally fine.
But women's medicine is a bit different, but still. Anyway. So I want to, yes, I want a baseline on my blood, but I also
cheat the system.
I also need like a kick in the ass. I don't want to cheat the system. I don't want to cheat the system. I want to know what's going on.
Yeah, that's why I did it. White knuckle, raw dog after a
raw dog. Night. I just
like
want
a bender and then blood
I just
work.
Want like a little bit of kick to like kick start the next year.
Yeah, but you're going into the holidays.
I know,
I
but
put Skelly's up yesterday.
You did.
And they're holding hands.
I need another one.
You need another one.
But when I did not drink that other month, it did sort of trickle the rest of the year. I drank way less. Raw dog. Let's talk about raw dog. Have you seen what these people are doing online?
Ew, what?
It's not sex.
Gross.
It's
what?
Not sex. Have you seen the raw dog phenomenon?
No, but I was going to say with the drinking, there's a new trend.
Yeah.
Winter arc.
Yeah. Oh, the winter arc. And so then by January 1, you're like ready for a new year.
Oh my God. How did you find this?
Brooke sent me the picture yesterday.
Oh
That's
my
so
God. Cody.
She's like, look at her skeletons in her front
how
yard.
How cute are these skellies?
Cody,
that's what they're called. What?
I need another one.
I know. They're match made in heaven.
Stop
and then
it.
I also bought the strobe lights from Target that you stick into the ground and you can make them orange, purple, or white.
Wait. Can I be one and you be one?
Yeah.
Or is it you and Mike?
No, it's me and you.
Oh, thank God.
It's definitely not me and Mike.
Oh my God. I'm going to, when we're done here today, I'm buying another one.
You need to.
And one of them's going to have extra special eyes.
And one's just going to be like, hello, I'm the original Skelly.
Okay, wait. Can we look up the raw dog, like on airplane phenomenon?
Ew.
No, stop. Jerron was telling me about this and I'm like, I don't even understand what the point of this is. Yeah.
Raw dog on airplane.
It's called raw dogging, a new trend that's blowing up on social media platform, particularly among males, requiring to sit through a long haul flight with zero distractions or form of entertainment. This means no phones, movies, music, books, or even sleep, food, and water.
Fuck that.
They're like,
why would
then,
people do this?
And then they're like, I'm raw dogging right now. I'm like, why though? Why? Right? Why?
New raw dog PR. 6-hour flight, no food, no water, no AC, no in-flight entertainment, just the jet.
But
blue.
Why? Can we maybe, can
why
Sandra,
would
why?
Anyone want to do
what's
this?
What's the, like, yeah, and how did it catch fire like this?
I've only seen like 2 videos of this, and people were just making fun of these people.
Oh, maybe there's only one person who's done it, and it's just so bizarre.
What? Can you imagine all the things you think about on that flight?
No water? I mean, no entertainment alone would do me in.
No entertainment, no phone. Fuck me. I'd be a mess on that flight.
Raw dog.
I could do it on a train.
And they're like, you get nothing.
But what? For what?
That's, yes, for what?
For what?
I don't know. For the viral video of it all? Yeah. Sandra's like, sadly, yes. Why
That's
are
stupid.
Men raw dogging flights? Can we click on that?
Why are we calling it raw
Next
dogging?
Next to the TikTok one, why are men raw dogging
it's
flights?
It's so fucking
up,
gross.
Up. Yeah, right there. What? Raw dogging Gotti. I know. I agree.
You're successfully
bareback. Bareback. 11-hour flight. Raw dogging the flight map. Deprive themselves entertainment. Aren't even allowed to visit the bathroom. Barebacks believe true raw doggers take no indulgences. So you are true raw dogger.
I would be like, this guy's gonna
barebacks?
Take the plane down.
Wait, barebacks and raw dogs.
I'm so confused by this trend.
I'm confused by most trends, to be honest. Like the TikTok trends.
I don't have TikTok, so I wouldn't know.
I don't either, but like Sandra tells me things.
That's how we get our TikTok news. Wait, do you know what I binged last night?
What?
And it was so fucking good.
What?
Oh God, what's it called? It's on Netflix. It's Nobody Wants This.
Oh yeah. Oh yes, and they have a podcast.
when I say,
is it us?
Nobody wants this. It is so good, Samantha.
Oh, are they a husband and wife with a podcast?
No, or, no, no. It's the,
she has a podcast with her friend.
The Foster sisters. Yeah, Aaron Foster and Sarah Foster.
Wrote it?
It's based on Aaron Foster's husband. Their relationship, that she was like a shiksta. Is that what you call it? Like a Gentile?
Do you know who used to go out with Aaron Foster's...
Who? Sister? What?
Husband?
Who?
Evelyn.
Taft?
Mm-hmm.
Shut the fuck up.
Mm-hmm.
Simon?
Mm-hmm.
Evelyn?
I think USC together.
You little raw dog.
Evelyn, you were barebacking that shit.
My God. Evelyn Taft?
Yes.
That is fascinating.
So wait, why do you think this is... Oh, created by Aaron Foster. Okay, yeah. Got you. So she's kind of like a Jenny where she just writes what's really happening in her life?
Yeah. It's okay. So good. It makes you finish it and you're like, am I in a loveless marriage?
Oh, God. Oh, do you think her and Simon are in a loveless marriage?
No. You feel like it's such like this like intense chemistry between the two of them that you're like, I hate my life. I need
it's
to start
a series
over.
Or a movie?
Series.
And then she has a podcast with a friend or her sister?
Her sister.
Okay.
It's so good. I watched it in like 2 to 4 hours.
Oh my God. The Penguin?
It's the Penguin.
Colin Farrell's playing the Penguin?
Ew. Guys. And Batman?
Guys. HBO? Like,
who's the
I
Penguin?
Think, okay, you know how I always say I love watching Nicole Kidman? Like, I can. I,
what
Nicole,
the fuck is that?
That's Colin Farrell.
What's a Penguin?
The Penguin from the Batman. Oh, like
Danny
Gotham?
DeVito? With
the... Well, he was one of the Penguins. Yeah.
That's a fucking OG Penguin right there.
Well, it's just like Jack Nicholson is the OG Joker. But this, there's two episodes out. It is so good.
Really?
And Colin Farrell is like, I think Colin Farrell might be one of the best actors.
Oh, what does Colin Farrell really look like? Why can't I picture
him? Like, he was just in that show called Sugar and he like looked smoking hot.
Oh, Colin Farrell. Yes.
I mean, I can't. He's everything. He's such a good actor. I'm loving it. I feel like Mike would like it. You can't watch it with the kids. I mean, it's...
I can watch anything with the kids.
No, please don't.
I will.
This is why they're like, don't look at me! Take me to Arkham!
It's true.
Yeah, so that's what I'm watching. But I still don't have enough stuff. I feel... I don't know. I need more Rex.
Did you watch The Perfect Couple yet?
Yes.
Loved.
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 I love that kind of black comedy.
I love it.
Who was it? Fanning. Was it Dakota?
It was Dakota, I think.
She did a great job.
Everything about that was
good. I feel like that's someone you like went to college with. She reminded me of someone you would have gone to SMU with.
Pretty much.
Right?
We went to SMU together.
Yeah. I need more good shows.
Leave
Shriver. That I binge watched in like two nights.
I mean.
I was just saying, Nicole Kidman. I can watch Nicole Kidman in anything. I don't know why. Even if, like,
me
I just
too.
Think she's so good.
Yeah. He's so hot in it.
I could, like, being an actor to me seems like, A, like, not appealing at all. And B, so hard. Like, what if, like, one day you're like, you have to do this dramatic whatever scene, cry or, like, hook up with this person. I'd be like, I don't feel like
it's not
it.
Authentic.
Like, I'm not in the mood.
Yeah. I couldn't do it.
Call me. Like, I'll call you when I'm ready. Like, you know, I just, the fact that people can turn it on and off, like, so well.
Mm-hmm.
Is I don't know. I mean, I'm impressed, but I'm also like, oh my God, I can't be fake. I don't know. Sometimes I think that's a pro and maybe it's a con. I don't know.
It's kind of a pro.
I can't be fake. I can't lie.
When you and Duran got engaged, were his parents like, she's like not totally Jewish?
She's a shiksa. She's
Did
a
shik.
I think they basically assumed I wasn't Jewish
Amanda
at all. Amanda's by blood Jewish. Both parents.
Really?
Yeah. Her mom was raised Jewish, I think, but the mom didn't raise them Jewish. Amanda's mom didn't raise her Jewish. I don't think she had a bat mitzvah. But by blood, Wendy, Amanda's mom, was Jewish, 100%, and so was her dad.
Oh, that's so odd, and she just didn't embrace it.
I just don't think it was prioritized, like, in the family. Yeah.
And
I don't know.
You, it's just your dad, so you're not really Jewish.
Fuck you.
Literally, when anyone says that, okay?
No, you're the one that told me that.
I know.
Before you signed that circular thing.
The ketubah.
Yeah.
For our marriage. No, but that's the old school of thinking, is that if your mother wasn't Jewish, then you're not Jewish. But to me, it's like half is half. Half is half.
Who gives a shit?
Like, it's like, as much as I would like to claim like complete ownership of like Dominic, he's half Duran. I'd like to pretend I completely created him out of thin air, but like, he's half Duran. No, so are the rest of my kids.
No, I think the rest of your kids are. Dominic is.
Purely me.
Yeah.
I just like manifested him.
Yeah. Like cocoon.
Oh my. Yeah. Like cocoon in a little cocoon.
Literally.
Oh my God. He kills me.
What else have we missed?
So much. I mean, I think we should take another moment of silence
just to look at this.
We are finally in. Few more tweaks I have to do, but I'm really excited. I'm
really nervous about painting.
Why?
I don't know. It's been a while.
Should we hire someone?
I could hire someone.
I was telling my nanny today, I'm like, all right, I need a gallon of Schindler's Brown. Oh, and then that I go, such a bad and then name. I go, and oh, two rollers, because you know, I'm not just going to buy one, and one edger. And she's like, what's an edger? I'm like, I don't know. Just go with it. Connie knows what she's talking about.
Yeah, we need an edger.
Do we just want to hire someone for a few $100 to paint it?
I'm probably going to just do that.
Okay. Do you want my guy's number?
What's your guy?
I don't know. I like him.
Really?
But this, anyone could do this. Like a monkey could do this.
This has an eggshell sheen.
Huh?
This has an eggshell sheen on it. What kind of sheen did you get for the paint?
We're getting velvet. It doesn't matter what you put on top.
Oh, it totally does.
No, it doesn't.
Hold on.
Bless you. The eggshell sheen will not show through a matte finish. Bless you.
I saw like three kids sneeze on Lola's cake.
And then you ate it?
Yeah.
Yeah. I did. I ate it. What are you trying to tell me about the eggshell sheen?
I'm trying to tell you that there's an eggshell sheen in here, mm-hmm. and I think we should go satin.
Oh, like a little shine?
No. Satin, like flat.
No, yeah, velvet.
Velvet.
Velvet's even more flat. No. Hell yeah. The flattest we can go.
Okay, like chalkboard.
Yes. Okay. Yes. Yes. Now we're talking. Chalkboard for sure. It's happening. Don't try to get out of it. It's happening.
Okay.
You can get out of it and hire someone to do it, but it's happening. Oh, wait till you see the art I have.
Okay.
It's just going to be a whole vibe in here.
It is. Leanne's already like, ugh, I like your side so much.
Come to our side, Leanne. Maybe we'll just like at some point just like collab the whole thing and be like one set.
Like make it a Haverty's.
Every
corner is a different.
I'm
decor.
Really loving it. Except we were like sort of like king and queen of your brother's room for a while, which is like such a big room.
It's such a big room.
We don't need that big of a room, but I did like looking across from you. That was fun.
I know. These freckles itch.
Okay, so maybe I should buy these for the party.
I think so.
I don't think little girls are going to have on that much makeup. Where it's going to like, would you put this on at a party?
I put it on at a podcast.
Like,
yeah.
Right now. Like, or like if you went to
I'm not putting it on.
You have a little bit of, you don't wear a lot of makeup.
I put glitter, like, on. If I'm doing something, if I'm going outside, then I do, like, the glitter.
Yeah. So you would do this.
Really?
Yeah. Sandra's like that. She's her.
Wait a minute. I mean, I'm not going to do it at your party.
Fuck you.
Yeah. Because I'm
going to
be like.
I don't think, well, I mean, I'm going to have my makeup done.
You're not
going to
do it.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
But do you think, I feel like. Even maybe some boys would do it? Crazy?
I don't know. Maybe on their forehead. Maybe the artist recommends. I don't fucking know.
I don't either.
I think boys would do like blue and orange.
Would you be into silver also or gold only?
I think silver would be more complimentary on my skin.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm a gold. I would go to gold first. What about you?
Obviously.
Silver. Okay. Okay. Well, I could do gold and silver.
I think you do both.
I guess the point is you think people would actually be psyched.
I don't know if kids are going to be that into metallics. I think they'd be more into like an ombre rainbow or like a color. Don't you agree?
Halston, can you look up
Phase It
freckles? It's on Amazon. Cuddy, you're going to see the colored ones aren't good.
They're on Amazon?
They're on Amazon or they're on whatever. Mm-hmm. Let's go to either Amazon or their website.
Shopping.
Oh, there it is. Amazon's the first one. We could go there. Yeah. Okay, get in there. Get in there, Halston. Okay, see, look. Brown. Okay. Like, brown is weird to me.
I like brown.
What? Okay, silver. Gold. The gold.
Oh, whatever.
Tomato. Orange. Like, orange?
Fuck that. Purple? No, thank you. What is that? Pink? Ew, red? Who the fuck wants red? It's like cherry agliomas.
Oh, I'm dead.
Rose would be pretty.
Were we talking about the color wheel and like how you're supposed to wear the rose. Opposite?
What is that? Strawberry red?
Gross.
What? strawberries.
Wait.
What?
Wait, that's cute.
That's a. I would do that.
Strawberry. Those are new.
Those
were not there. I'm getting those. Strawberries. I might do those.
Well, let's. I mean, they just have like face tattoos.
They're not good.
Face art.
They're not good. Will you put that in on Amazon? Face tattoos.
Or no, don't temporary, do tattoos.
Temporary.
No, do face art.
Fine. Was I telling you the color wheel thing with the makeup, Cotty?
No.
So they say like that.
Oh, these are fun.
Ew.
Gross.
Disgusting.
Oh, what the? Okay, I guess we don't need to be butterflies at this
okay,
party.
So basically, like, if you have green eyes, they say, like, whatever's opposite of green on the color wheel is what you're supposed to be wearing on your eyes. So, like, okay. If your eyes are green, then it's, like, a purple reddish, right? If your eyes are blue, it says, like, an orange is most complimentary. And I'm like, I don't know if I've ever worn orange. But I think that whole thing is so fascinating that the color wheel, it's supposed to be, like, opposite is most complimentary.
Hmm. Wonder what mine is. I don't want
to... Yeah. Eye color, yeah. See, look.
What am I? Blues. I knew it.
Blues for you? Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, next to the brown. Okay, so look. But look at the...
But you're wait, not...
Wait, no.
Know.
For... What Ooh. Should we look up? A color wheel for eye color.
Look at this. So where's brown?
Oh, there you go. See, look. There it is. Blue to orange, which is so weird.
Wait, what? Where's brown?
Green to red.
This isn't true.
What's most complimentary for brown?
No one has
what makeup
yellow eyes.
Is most complimentary for brown eyes? Spin the wheel.
I don't believe this. We should.
Well, that's what I'm saying to you. Oh, there you go. What about orange? Does orange seem weird?
Okay. Well, this makes no sense.
I guess if you have brown eyes, then nothing matters.
You can wear anything. But who the fuck has yellow eyes or red eyes?
Yellow.
Like coyotes?
Cat.
Like.
Cat.
It's fucking stupid.
Well, anyways, I do believe the green and the red or the purple, really, it works. Do you have green
Wait,
eyes?
Wait, speaking of colors and complimentary makeup.
Yeah.
When I got my makeup done for the Emmys.
Oh my God, it looked so good. You changed your profile pic good.
Hell yeah.
That's how good it looked.
So, do you know what she did for bronzer? And I thought this was fucking fascinating.
Red? Red?
No.
Okay, have you ever seen people do that under the concealer? Mm-mm. Okay, sorry.
Okay, so anyway, she did Armani foundation, but in a dark color.
For bronzer?
Mm-hmm.
Like contour?
So she...
Like
she,
contour or bronzer?
Contouring. She used Armani foundation.
Mm-hmm.
Like a little bottle, and she... There it is. Oh, you're not going to be able to really see it.
Look at that.
I mean, it was...
She changed her profile pic. I mean, the eyes are killing, too.
I'm doing it for Lucas.
I think I made a mistake not hiring her and letting you guys hire her.
Of course you did.
Rachel asked me before if she could use her. I was like,
I thought about it, too. And then I'm like, Samantha already has makeup booked.
I do.
Now I'm rethinking.
Kelly Howard, everybody. Kelly Howard's an amazing makeup artist.
Well, obviously you can have her.
Oh, no. You can have her. But thank you. Cotty and I found this makeup artist separately and then figured out that
it was the same Kelly.
It was the same Kelly.
But anyway, yeah, she used Armani. And I mean, my face was in bad shape before the Emmys. You saw it.
Yeah.
It was bad. And then she
made
me look
like. I don't think so,
but
I'm like, yeah, it wasn't.
It was pretty bad.
Yeah.
But yeah, I thought that was fascinating. I've always used powder or like sticks.
Oh, that's what I was going to ask you. Like, what's
so
weird? What's so strange about that to you? Because it's like, because the color is always kind of just a darker shade. But is because it was like more of a liquid as opposed to like a thicker blending.
It was just so smooth.
Yeah.
And it didn't look like contouring.
I know, because you have to really blend some of that shit.
Yeah.
The powder I use if I'm in a hurry, but I don't think the powder is ever as good as like a liquid.
No. And I've been using Clinique bronzer. Who am I?
I try to like use what I have because I feel bad. I'm like, I have something. But then something else comes on the market that looks like it's going to change my life.
Yeah. Have you ever been to that place on La Brea? Friends?
Mm-mm.
Friends? FRENDS. It's where makeup artists shop. I stumbled upon it. It's
Friends
to
Without
die
the
for.
Eye?
Uh-huh. It's to
Is
die
it like
for.
Wholesale makeup or is it a brand of makeup?
Everything you can think of. Everything you can think of.
Friends Beauty Supply.
And everything is always 15% off if you check in on Yelp. They have a full derma blend setup.
Wait, everything is what?
15% off. They have everything you can literally think of.
Can we go to the address? Where's the address?
It's like between Chandler and... Yeah.
Oh, I thought you said La Brea. No. You did say La Brea.
It's huge.
And you don't have to have a license to go there?
Nope.
License to kill?
Nope. it is so much fun to go in there. It's wigs. It's professional. It's where makeup artists shop.
We got to go in there.
They've got these things where you can pull your face back.
Oh, so I went to someone new today, which my injector is probably going to be like, I will kill you. Yeah, but who cares? Whatever. I'm not hiding anything. I went to this girl, Christine, who's out of Shawnee Darden's office in Beverly Hills. I think she's there certain days of the week, and then they have a few locations. Her being in Beverly Hills is like a new thing. She works with Vanessa Lee, who has the Things We Do. You know that Vanessa Lee? Mm-mm. Brady designed her first spa. Whatever. Okay. Anyway, she was doing threads and things like 5 years ago. I mean, she was doing, this girl Vanessa Lee was doing things like really early on, like, you know, and I was always so curious watching. In fact, I'm sure her Instagram is still really, really interesting now. And Christine's like one of her like number one people. And I was going to go there today to do that PRFM that Lily told me to do. And she's like, okay, cool. She was like, but do you have anything to do this week? I'm like, well, I do a few things. She was like, well, what? I'm like, she's like, are people going to see you? Like, yes. Can you wear sunglasses? I'm like, I mean, I can. I mean, I'm like, I'm not hiding. It's all my girlfriends who I'm not hiding anything from. But, you know, if I don't know. Like, I guess I'll do it next week then. So she was like, yeah, do it next week. So you can just like be full, no makeup, like whatever. So I want to do that PRFM.
Wait, what is it?
So the PRFM is PRP, where they take your blood and they spin the plasma. Mm-hmm. So they get the really like rich platelets. And normally they'll just either microneedle that in and or inject it in. And it's like, you know, the microneedling, I think, does more than them injecting it.
Yeah.
So with this new thing, PRFM, they mix it with this compound that it makes it become a little more of a jelly. Well, your own plasma becomes more of a jelly. It's not a filler. It's still not like a filler. But so then they'll microneedle that in. And they'll also inject it. But she likes to inject it under the eyes. And I guess your eyes are like super puffy for 3 days. I'm going to do it.
God, you just fucking roll the dice with that face, don't you?
She was like, I really want to do threads on you. I want to do like four threads on each side. And I was like, okay.
You're going to look like a freaking Siamese cat.
No, they don't do it here.
Oh, cool.
It just lifts here.
Just your lip?
Just wait to see how fucking good I look. So I was asking...
How do you connect a thread?
I'll be the guinea pig. Just wait till you see me.
Well, I want one.
I want one. How about one right here to give your little your little nose lip? Okay, so they're soft threads, which aren't like... they dissolve. They're not like pulling. They just go in and they create collagen. And then there's tightening threads. These.
Yeah, I want tightening.
That go in and they go under and then it's like a suture and then they pull up. The problem is a lot of these plastic surgeons were calling them thread aches. I think we've talked about this before.
Jesus Christ, because, I'm out.
No, because people weren't really like that. They came out. I mean, they've been around for a long time, but they feel like these injectors started doing them and derms 5 or 6 years ago. But I guess the training, it wasn't that great or whatever. And so if you put them in like not deep enough, then they can create scar tissue. That's what the plastic surgeons were like, having a lot of people come to them who had threads and then wanted a facelift and there's scar
so
tissue.
Much scar tissue.
Yeah. So I was out. She's like, no, it's a misconception. Like if you do them right, they just dissolve and they also create collagen or whatever. So I don't know. I mean, listen, I'm into her.
Lucas?
She just did my Botox. So I guess in a week, tell me what you think. She's rad. You're going to like her.
Was she expensive?
Maybe a little bit more than the other girls I go to. But, I mean, same as Nancy, too. Like, you know how you say you're like, what do you call yourself? A salon slut? Like a hair slut? What do you call yourself?
Salon whore.
Raw dog salon whore.
Just blows my mind. Bareback, calling it that.
A bareback salon whore. I don't know that I'm like an injector. Like whore, I think everyone, it's like an art, okay, right? So somebody is going to, it's like an art form. Someone is going to be good, this person's going to be good, and their good is going to be different. So why not like dabble in all
of it?
Yeah,
you're like a treatment twat, you know? Like you just hop around, just injecting shit, pulling shit.
Well,
You're like, I just squirt a liquid into my face.
Listen,
and I can't get it out.
Listen, there's a lot of rad shit to do. You should see this. So there's this other new thing, which I need to get in deeper on, which I'll keep reporting back on. It's called Skin Vive. It's a new, like a plumper. It's like a skin hydrate plumper thing. Jesus. And why am I saying Halston this whole time? It's Sandra who's Googling. Oh, I was like, I love how Sandra hasn't corrected us. It is Halston. Okay, never mind. Halston, I was going to feel alone, naked, and afraid if you weren't here.
I don't know which one the before
okay,
is.
Okay, so dull, dry skin, hydrated, glowing skin.
Fuck off. She looks the same.
Okay. This isn't that crazy of a thing. That's a horrible picture.
She looks tight.
It's supposed to hydrate. Ask Nancy next time about it.
I could use from some, oh, come on.
Okay. She showed it to me. This particular woman I met today.
Well, that's
Christine.
The spokesperson, the brunette. Oh, what's wrong with that one? Yeah, that one. What? Mm. Corrected her eyes.
This girl, Christine, likes it mostly for your neck. She showed me before and after of someone's neck. And it was crazy. Like these lines, you don't really have any. These.
That's like desert lizard to like Phoenix, Arizona.
Desert lizard. Desert lizard.
That one's like
that's like desert lizard to Tampa.
I've been stranded and I'm a Floridian.
That's the same person just in Arizona versus Tampa.
Yeah.
Anyway, all these new
things. People need to drink a glass of water.
I just was excited because listen, I'm not going to do everything, and I'm relatively conservative. I mean, come on. Do I look like a science project to you?
No, but I definitely wouldn't say you're relatively conservative.
What have I done?
Samantha.
What have I done to you?
Samantha. Would you say Samantha's relatively conservative? Exactly. She has to clarify.
I don't really.
You try everything.
But yes, but I haven't done a ton of filler.
No, but you'll try anything with a wand that can
like
pop
a laser,
out an outcome. You're
a
on
laser,
it.
A needle. A microneedling. Yeah.
Yeah. You'll try it.
Yeah. Yeah.
An injection.
I just was excited today. I'm not going to do everything just because she says it. It's just you go to these people and they're like either they get into like whatever they do or don't do. And then they're not, I don't know. They'll be like, oh, there's nothing to fix that. Or there's nothing to do about that.
I don't want you to mess with your neck. Your neck is so sweet.
I'm not. You love my neck.
I love
it's
your neck.
It's so sweet that you love my neck. Listen, that's not high on my list right now. Okay, I'm good. Just saying. It's nice when someone's like, oh, this works for that. That works for that. Instead of being like, nope, there's nothing to do for that. Like, in just one day you'll have to have like a facelift. You're like, okay. I mean, which, by the way, I will.
I know you will.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Wait.
I mean, but yeah, a conservative one. A really like sensible one.
Rock on.
Anyway, she did half the amount. This is going to surprise you. She did half the amount of Botox that I normally do. Mm-hmm. She was like, how about like 25 to 30 like units. Like she was like, does that sound like about right? Like how much do they normally do on you? I'm like 60. She's like, that's insane. You do not need 60 units. Like you'll be frozen and you won't, and then your face will be moving in weird places. Like she's like, no, we're gonna do 25 to 30 and that's all you need. And so if that's any indication of, you know,
how conservative she is.
I don't even know if she's conservative. She's just like, you don't need
she
it.
She knows it. Is she a doctor?
She's a PA.
Oh. I'll try this chick.
By the way, I think so are the other girls too. But you got to try this chick. You will love her.
Yeah, I'll try her.
You will love her.
Especially
she's,
if she can hydrate me.
I want to know. You know what? Ask. When are you seeing Nancy next?
I don't remember.
Because we were asking her about this the other day. The Skin Vive.
Who, Nancy?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And what did she say?
Who, you and Lauren?
No, Sarah was there. Sorry. My friend Sarah goes to Nancy and she was asking about the Skin Vive and I forget what she said. It's FDA approved. Skin Vive is the new injectable moisturizer worth paying attention to.
Oh, Juvederm. By Juvederm.
Mm-hmm.
Lasting glow. So you never have to drink water again. You can just inject your skin with water.
Yeah.
It's fucking brilliant.
Yeah.
Oh, you click on real results. How do I feel delayed like a old remote? Okay, no. I can't.
What did you say about
what's
it?
What's before?
I felt like
that's before.
I felt like that all of last week. I felt like an old remote last week.
Yeah, I feel. I don't.
Wait. Before? After? Before? What's changing? I mean, her skin does
tell.
Look. She does look like a desert. What'd you call it? A desert lizard?
Yeah. Let's go to the other check. this chick. She just looks... Is that after? That's before. Oh, God. Her face got bigger. Nope.
I'm confused.
I can't tell a difference. I could. I wouldn't... I think that's before. And then...
Can we see a video of someone injecting SkinVive? I want to see, like, are they doing, like where are they putting it? Everywhere?
I would hope so.
How do you get it in there?
I don't want it in my lower jaw, though.
I know, but how do, like, let's see.
Oh, God, it's a bunch of needles. Though.
I think it's, like, like grid-like injections.
Introducing.
Yeah.
Oh,
see?
Forget it.
Yeah.
For no results. Oh. Nope. I'm out. Sorry.
Would never. Well, you do a needle with the Botox.
I won't do this many.
It's a grid. It's a grid pattern.
No, fuck that. I don't think she looks that much better. I think she put makeup on. Got rid of her rosacea, kind of.
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering.
Wonder what the most trusted. Huh. Oh.
Oh. Whoa. That is up close. Is definitely. I'm going to ask her, what did Nancy?
Huh,
oh, okay. Did you see that the doctor who Amanda went to for salmon sperm reposted our story?
No way.
Yeah. So it's interesting. You should follow her. She's like, it's like a Korean, like acupuncture. They do like all kind of wellness things. And they also do
salmon sperm,
like facial things too. And like cupping and acupuncture and all of that. Yeah.
Oh my God. Not to jump around on topics.
Go ahead. I have
that
already.
Mascara. That was sent to you?
Yeah.
Is the best mascara I've ever used.
Brandywine! Brandywine sent it! What was the brand again?
Golden something?
Golden Peach or something?
Can I tell you? Best mascara...
Is it?
I have ever used.
Wait, let me see if
because
I can...
Because, do you remember Lash Stylist?
The brand is Golden Rose.
Golden Rose. Do you remember Lash Stylist?
By...
Maybelline?
Yes.
Do you remember? You were getting your makeup done at your apartment in Beverly Hills when we were young.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, look at that wand. And I used it, but it's so discontinued.
The one
now.
That I didn't want? You like it?
It's, I feel really badly for you because it is.
That was the volume and the length. That was the volume and the length.
To die for. It is so clean.
Yeah.
Precision, I mean, is so, I will never use another mascara.
Oh my God, Brandywine. You can thank Brandywine.
How do you know her?
I don't. She just sent us some, I think she reps that Golden Rose.
It's so good.
Did I just make up the name again?
Golden Rose.
I can't. I'm an old remote.
You really are an old remote, aren't
Shit.
You?
Shit.
Shit. So I bought another thing on Amazon. This is where I'm just going to leave it.
Okay.
Some sort of treatment or acid or liquid or gel to treat, how do you say it, Sandra? Dermatitis. Okay. So it's like a dandruff. But it's like when you get flaky around the lines of your head.
Do you?
Yeah.
Oh.
And so it was like, and you can also use it on skin. So last night I was like, fuck it. I've got no other options to try. So I put it all over my scalp.
Wait, hold on. What is it intended for?
I think it's intended for dandruff.
Well, dandruff is on skin.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, you just said you can use it on skin.
Well, obviously I used it on my skin.
Yeah.
I also drenched my chin in it. I was like, what if my chin breakout is a fungus?
Yeah. Oh, it's an antifungal?
It's an antifungal.
And?
So far, so good. Tastes completely toxic.
You can also get an antifungal cream from the drugstore.
Okay. like what? Like says such? What?
It's called, it's like for athlete's foot, but you can use it on
Lidoderm?
Anything. No. What is
Lida?
No. Yeah. What is it called? Antifungal cream. Jockstrap.
Oh,
whatever.
I know what it is.
It's that. What is the ingredient in it?
Antifungal.
I should know this. No, there's another one. Yeah.
What's the brand name for that antifungal?
Lotriderm or something. Mm-hmm.
I don't think that's the name, you guys.
Lotrimin. Oh, I was close, you little weirdo.
Lotrimin.
Yeah.
Yep, that's it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And the active... It's clotrimazole. Clotrimazole cream?
For jock itch? Should I put that on my face?
Yeah, why not?
Really?
Yeah. Relieves itching, burning, cracking.
Associated with
hydrochloride.
Oh, that's probably clitosartamide.
Huh. Put it on, baby. Just give it
wash
a whirl.
Wash affected areas, thin layer twice daily, morning and night.
Or you can use your dandruff powder, whatever.
The dandruff powder tasted awful.
It
was so bad.
You tasted it. I'm dead.
And then I pulled the...
Swallowed, get medical help.
Yeah, it tasted just toxic.
I'm bringing the stuff that Kaylee brought. You guys both have to taste it. And you will be like, are you okay? That
I'd
might
be
why...
unhealthy.
Honestly, that might be why I wasn't doing so well the last few days. Okay, wait. So I asked Sarah what Nancy, Dr. Semolaitis, said about SkinVive.
She can call her Dr. Sam.
She said, thanks. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much. She said, don't do it. She's seen too many bad results and said it only lasts for like a month, not the 9 they say. And she said, yeah, bumps that don't go away for a very long time. So like...
But your chick recommended it?
My chick said that she's had amazing results on the neck. It's new. It's super new. It was just FDA approved. Like, I'm talking about, like, within the last few months.
Hmm. See, I really trust Dr. Sam.
I trust
I'd
her, too.
I'd follow her into hell.
I thought that was only me.
Well, you.
Into the underworld.
No, I'd follow her into, like, treatment hell.
I trust her, too. But this is the thing with all these providers. It's just, like, there's a lot of good doctors with a lot of different... I don't mean even face derm. Yeah. I mean a lot of just good doctors that all have different schools of thoughts or different, like... hang-ups or, you know, different things that they're concerned about. Like, my GI guy was, like, a huge proponent of, like, all those blood tests that you were doing. Or, like, you know, someone might be into Prenuvo, someone might not. I mean, it doesn't mean good or bad, really. It's just kind of, like, a difference of sensibility.
Yeah. Are you going to do Prolon anytime soon?
No.
Why?
Are you?
Bert and I were talking
about
it.
I've never felt better when I'm on Prolon, but I feel like I'm starving.
Yeah, that's the whole game.
Yeah. I actually have a ton of it left.
I know.
What are you guys toying with? A 5-day cycle?
5-day. I could do a 3-day. Why kill ourselves on 5? The problem is, I was reading about it last night.
I can't.
Day 3 is when it really kicks in. That's when you start recovery, you know?
You do look so amazing. I don't know, though. It's not enough food. It really feels like, will you do Saqqara again?
It's not a diet. It's science, Sam. No, I will not do Saqqara.
Neither.
No, I don't deserve donuts for breakfast.
I don't deserve just like arugula with like a little bit of like cashew cheese on top.
No, and jackfruit that jackfruit. I think is chicken, but I'm like, it's so jackfruit. Confused.
You're like, oh yeah, it's vegan.
Cellular rejuvenation.
I wonder how their numbers are. Like, how is business for Prolon right now?
I bet he could sell it for a shitload. I wonder when Bert's going to start. I'm going to do it with Bert, I think.
Bert's doing it again. How many times has he done it?
Peter did it. You know Peter? That
yeah, downstairs.
Lost 11 pounds, that little fucker.
I think Duran probably lost that too.
It's so unfair.
Men lose way more than women.
Mike can't do it. He's got an eating disorder.
Oh, and Mike, what do you mean?
He can't do it.
Why? What's his eating disorder?
He can't stop eating.
Oh. Mike would be so mean to you if he was starving himself.
Oh my God.
Wait, but Mike looks amazing. He's off the juice.
Yeah.
He looks great.
Yeah, right?
But what, is he concerned?
Yeah, he thinks he's huge.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Oh, and then Bert sent me a link this morning that said the best, it was like Andrew Huberman, I think, the best exercise women over 50 can do is rebounding 3 times a week.
I believe that.
Combats osteoporosis.
I believe in the rebounding. I believe in the lymphatic activation, but also this sort of holistic like massage therapist, like, I don't know, very Eastern medicine type of person told me 10 plus years ago that like rebounding is incredible for depression and like mental health.
I need to get back into it.
I believe that.
I believe that too.
I was in a funk. I worked out today for the first time in 3 days and I haven't felt this good in like
you.
A week. No, but I went last week and it didn't set me straight as like today. Rebounding refers to exercising while jumping on a mini trampoline. The low impact exercise can boost your heart health, strengthen your muscles, and improve your balance while protecting your bones and joints. You can also modify rebounding exercises, making them suitable for both beginners and advanced athletes. I mean, how advanced are you going to get? But anyway, I do love it.
I don't remember the last time I went.
I think that even when you move, you could still go 2 or 3 times a week. Two.
Probably.
Even. Oh God.
Oh, what the fuck?
See, I can't do it in my house.
Why is she wearing a microphone? She's by herself.
Because she's probably streaming this workout.
That's not high impact.
That's not selling me.
No. I could do that easy breezy every day.
You know what's selling me? Lauren's
she's
hot
still
little,
doing that.
Lauren's hot little greased up body, like on that trampoline.
Yeah. Her hot little greased up body. She's like a shaved squirrel, all tight and lean.
But really, it's the way you feel after.
Look, this is the most low impact workout I've ever seen.
This is the beginner cardio.
This is like, hi, I just had a gummy and I'm on a trampoline.
But am I right, though? Even over berries.
Oh, yeah. 100%. Even though I think Studio City is on the brink of opening.
Oh.
Berries.
Your friend was saying that at your party, that she went in there.
Who? Jen?
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah.
Is it open?
No. She said that the guy who works there was like, I can't stop. That the guy who works there was like, I'm going to leave in 2 weeks if it doesn't open. Because I guess they've had so much. I think it's permits.
That's annoying. Oh, it is nice to sit with your feet down.
This was my whole. Because I hate. Well, you're taller than me.
I'm so much taller.
See, even that's nice. I made this because I felt like, oh, I should have been doing that the whole time.
Oh, mine's on the side.
Because I hate when my short little legs, they go like this. I'm like, they've given up. They've given up on life. Or my calves get squashed up against the chair. I'm really happy.
That's so nice to hear. I hope this takes you through the end of the week.
I had a horrible week last week.
Well, that's sad.
Nothing that anyone did either. I just was like, I was really like low. I also doubled my dose of Zoloft the last 4 days. That might have something to do with it.
God, you just fucking dabble in your own shit, don't you?
No, my psychiatrist tells me that whether I'm like...
You're not on a therapeutic dose.
First of all, I'm not really. My normal dose is like 25, which is so low. But anytime I'm like sometimes I won't like PMS, I'll like post MS or whatever, like where I'm like really low afterwards. I don't know why. But anytime she's like, you can always like double the dose for like... 5 days or 3 days and then go back. So right now this is day four of doubling the dose. I'm like,
okay. I hate when they're like, nibble a piece. I'm like, I don't like, I want scientific. How many
milligrams? I will nibble Xanax.
Oh, I love nibbling.
Yeah.
Xanax.
Yeah.
That is a drug I'm willing to nibble on.
I don't know. I felt like I got hit by a train last week.
I'm incredibly tired today.
Even with your lukewarm coffee?
I think it's making it even worse, to be honest with you. Or maybe my salt haul.
Well, I love you.
I love you, too.
I'm very happy.
That makes me so happy.
I want to be your other skeleton. I want to be the skeleton
right
holding
now.
Your skeleton's hand.
Go buy a new one right now.
I'm going to just order it on
I've got my
Home
call
Depot.
With my doctor.
Ooh.
Keep you posted. Oh, how sweet.
Which one
look
am
at
I?
Their hands.
Which one looks more like me?
I think the one on the left, because he's shorter.
Don't worry about it.